The title of this image is called Bariscope, like a periscope on a submarine, but a bariscope. This image is one of my favorite from 2022, and it was captured in Katmai National Park when we took a group up there for our bear and landscape workshop. Now, I've been to Katmai several times and noticed the behavior of bears, and this shot is a combination of a little bit of planning and a little bit of luck. And then, when I got home, culling through all of the images to find just the right one. Now, on previous trips, I have noticed the bears, they will walk along the river bottom and have their nose underneath the water and their eyes and their ears out of the water. Sometimes they'll actually have their eyes under the water as well, looking for salmon. Bears in general do not like to get their ears wet, so they try to keep them out of the water as much as possible. So I've kind of noticed this behavior, and a few years ago I captured a shot of a bear blowing an air bubble out of its nose that was sort of erupting in front of its face. So I've seen this behavior before, and it's something that I wanted to capture on this latest trip. Now, on this particular day, we were floating down a small river on rafts, and every time we saw a bear, we would get out of the raft, set up, and start taking images. And this particular bear, I was watching, and I noticed that it was doing a lot of trolling back and forth in the river, and it was sort of keeping its head near or under the water. And so I kept watching them, and I had my camera on high-speed burst. And this particular sequence, I noticed he was headed sort of in my general direction across the river. I was maybe 25 yards away from the bear at the time, and I was shooting with my Fujifilm X-T3 with the 100 to 400. And I think I was right about 400 millimeter. I wanted to fill the frame with the bear's head. I didn't want to crop into it. And so I had tried on a couple of other previous occasions and sort of missed my mark in terms of composition when I'm shooting this tight. But on this particular one, I fired off a sequence and I didn't know that I had it at the time. So I kept working on it and kept shooting other sequences. And then when I got home, you know, when you get home from a trip like this, you have a couple thousand to many thousand frames to go through. And this one particular frame of the sequence really resonated with me. It was how open his eyes are and the color, the turquoise color of that water on the left side of his face. Both of those two things made me feel that this was the right shot. I would like a little bit more room over the top of its head, but I'm going to live with that because I like everything else about this image. So I just did minor post-processing with this, ran it through Topaz, Denoise, and Sharpen. Little bit of mid-tone contrast, little bit of vibrancy boost, and then added a vignette at the end of it. And this has been one of my favorite images of 2022. Bariscope.